RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
November is Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Awareness Month, and according to the National Institutes of Health, there are an estimated 24 million Americans suffering from it. My guest today is Dr. David Borenstein. He's New York's leading integrative medicine physician. We do love integrative medicine physicians. Welcome to the show, Dr. Borenstein. So let's talk about COPD. Typically, people have used inhalers, oxygen, medications, but now you're looking at stem cell therapies. What can they do for us?
Well, here's what stem cells can do. We right now are at the preliminary stages of investigating what stem cells can do for patients with COPD. We know that they're safe. We have evidence that they improve people's ability to breathe. They reduce their shortness of breath, increase their energy. What we usually do is we derive the stem cells from the patient's own fat cells. The fat cells are derived from the stem cells are surrounding the fat tissues, so we're able to harvest them, process them, and then treat the patient with an IV infusion and a nebulizer treatment of their own stem cells to help improve lung function.
Tell us how that works. How does getting our own stem cells, whether it's from the fat tissue or bone marrow or our own blood, however we're getting it or you're getting it for us, then you're giving it back to us? How does that work?
Oh, exactly. We're giving it back to you in the hope that the stem cells will heal the lungs by replacing the damaged tissue in the lung and also suppressing the immune response, reducing the amount of macrophage response, which goes around and engulfs and digests the dying cells of the lungs. That being said, the mechanism is still poorly understood. But we have found that in the majority of the patients we give stem cell treatments to, not everyone, but the majority of patients, we do get some response. Some patients do minimally better. Some do dramatically better.
Since stem cells replicate, Dr. Borenstein, they are really what? They're building new cells, and what happens to the damaged ones?
Well, here's the thing. A stem cell, by definition, is a cell that can replicate, which means make another copy of itself, and differentiate, become a different type of cell. We're not sure the exact mechanism on how stem cells improves the lungs. Does it convert into the actual tissue in the lung? Does it repair the damaged tissue in the lung? I think the research is going to give us the answer in the future. In this case, we can probably hypothesize that it repairs the damaged tissue in the lung, and it helps the patient clinically by helping reduce their need, in many cases, for oxygen, reducing their shortness of breath, and allowing them to do their activities of daily living and walking much easier than without the treatment.
Is this an FDA-approved therapy for COPD?
No. Stem cells are not FDA-approved. Because there's been no proven studies yet, multiple studies, to show its effectiveness. That being said, all of our patients are on a trial, and the data will be presented in the future. But the actual stem cell treatment is not FDA approved.
Dr. Borenstein, people hear stem cells. Right away, they think, ooh, controversy, politicized, you know. But this is from the patient's own body, so there's no controversy in this, is there?
That is correct. Remember, the main concern initially when patients heard the word stem cell is they're thinking fetal stem cells. They're thinking
That's
cells
right.
that are from aborted fetuses. This is nothing like that. We're taking your own fat. Now, think about it. Who is going to be upset about taking a little bit of your own fat? I don't know anyone in this country would be concerned
certainly
about
not
that.
Me. No,
right.
Certainly not. Now, so because this is so fascinating and so exciting, do you think, and this is theory here, conjecture, do you think that stem cells and that kind of thing are going to be the wave of the future for any degenerative type cellular disease, multiple sclerosis, or really anything that's degenerative that way?
I think any disease involving degeneration, inflammation, this is going to be the wave of the future. Remember, we're just at the very beginning of understanding how this works. more research has to be done, more studies have to be done to see how to use this new technology that we have. Remember, if you remember the history of, for example, antibiotics, when penicillin was developed, what did we do? We took penicillin, we gave it to the patient, and we said, what was the response? You go over 100 years later, and what do? When we prescribe a medication, we give a certain dose, we give a certain frequency over a certain period of time. Between when penicillin was discovered and today, we've had a lot more information, a lot more studies, so we know exactly how much to give, when to give it, and for how long to give it. I think we need to study this more and develop those protocols. But the potential is enormous.
It's enormous, and it's so exciting, and I'm so jealous that, you know, you get to do this kind of thing, but I get
to
report on it.
Come to New York, we can do it on you, too, if you want.
I would love that. I think it's absolutely fascinating, and I do get to report on it, so that's cool. Now, what would people think would be the downside? Is there any? I mean, it's got to be cost-effective. It can't be that expensive to, you know, take somebody's own stem cells and reuse them. Is there any risk, and what are the insurance companies saying about it?
Well, the insurance companies do not cover this. It's not technically proven yet, so they're not going to. Matter of fact, insurance companies, unfortunately, don't cover a lot of things that are proven, but they're not going to cover this. The main side effect of this treatment is going to be primarily the cost. The cost is under $10,000. It can vary between $7,000 to $9,000 per treatment. In our center, we reduce the cost if there's a need for a second, third, or fourth visit. We don't charge the same amount for the second, third, or fourth visit after the first. So I would say the main issue with this treatment is the cost, that it's not covered. That being said, most patients do very well. There's going to be some mild soreness at the site where we harvest the stem cells. And basically, patients who get it for orthopedic reasons, there's some soreness and tenderness after we inject their joint. Other than that, this is very well tolerated, very safe, very few adverse effects have been reported in the thousands of cases that have been done with this. And just to reiterate, the potential of this is enormous, especially in patients who have very little choice or any other treatment option.
Of other treatment options.
Right.
So if they're formulating, you know, if they're forming new little capillaries in the lungs and really working, how long? I mean, are stem cells quick little guys? Do they get in there? When you tell a patient, okay, this is what we're doing, how long until they maybe notice a little easier breathing, a little bit less fatigue, any symptoms that would show them that it's working?
It's a wide variation. It could be anywhere from several days to several months. And every patient responds differently. There's no reason why some patients respond quickly, some take a longer time to respond, and some patients don't respond at all, okay? And that's why I always stress that. I mean, this is a great new technology that we have, but not everyone will respond to it. That being said, those who do are quite happy that they do. Remember, if you have shortness of breath and you can only walk a block, and we give you this treatment, and you're walking three blocks, that's a huge improvement.
That's
for a
huge
with COPD.
Absolutely. And in this awareness month, stem cells, how exciting. Thank you so much, Dr. Borenstein. I applaud all the great research and work you're doing. It is thrilling. And come on again and tell us about more of these things for joints and for inflammation, because I think stem cell and genomics and genetics are going to be the wave of the future for medicine. We're going to see more and more of it. And that's what we're doing here on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show right here on Radio MD. You can hear it every day at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Eastern. And get in on it with us, you know, because we love you to share these shows, play them for your friends. And it's just absolutely fascinating. Thanks for listening and stay well.